7/7 affected me. I had to take time off work. I had to have counselling. I had to have support. For me, my family got me through it. They got me through 7/7. Without them, it may have broken me down. 10 years on, I still have those flashbacks. I still have those nightmares. I still find it sometimes hard to travel on the tube. Luckily, I don't have to. But when I do have to, in terms of when I have to go into the city of London, I still remember what happened. And I still think, especially when I go into King's Cross, the tube goes into King's Cross, please God, don't let this be it. I still have those thoughts 10 years on. I thought I wouldn't, but I still have those thoughts. And when I found out it was a bomb, and it was a bomb carried out by 4 Muslim males, first and foremost, it shocked me it was a bomb. And what made it even more hard to digest was the information that it was a bomb carried out by a handful of Muslim males, 4 of them. And that's what I couldn't take in even more. And why is that? Is because that I'm Muslim myself. I was born a Muslim and I've been brought up a Muslim. And it clearly states in Islam and it clearly states in the Quran that if you kill one innocent life, it is as if you have killed the whole of humanity and mankind. If you save one innocent life, it is as if you have saved the whole of humanity and mankind. We were all innocent that day. People died, people were injured. So clearly what was carried out that day completely went against Islam, went against the teachings of Islam. So those 4 had been brainwashed, manipulated and misguided. And so that's why I couldn't take in. For me, that information shocked me even more. When I heard that news, it instantly left me with questions that I wanted answers for. And those questions were, who had brainwashed these 4 individuals? What could have been done to prevent 7/7? But also, where were those who could have made that difference? And what I mean by that, I specifically mean loved ones. Those who maybe, potentially, could have picked up on the signs. So from within the home. And so I was left with these unanswered questions. And having gone through what I'd gone through and experienced what I experienced, I didn't want us, I didn't want the UK, I didn't want London to face another 7/7. And so I knew that I wanted to do something. I wanted to make that difference. And I turned my back on what I was doing. I was working in the private sector. I'll be honest with you, I was earning well. But I left all of that. I left all of that to say, no, I want to make that difference because we lost innocent lives. Hundreds of people were injured. But also, 4 mothers lost their sons. We don't tend to talk about the mothers of the bombers, but they also lost their children. And I'm sure if you meet those mothers, they would not have wanted that in any way. No mother wants to lose their child. I can say that as a mother to you. Your aim as a mother is to bring up your child as best as you can and not to have to bury your own child. And so I turned my back on what I was doing to make that difference, and hence work at the grassroots level, work with communities to empower them, to educate them, so that ultimately they are integrated into society, they become active citizens, but we also prevent potentially another 7/7 from happening. And so since 7/7, I've been at the multi-award-winning women's charity Jan Trust. And Jan Trust has been around for nearly 3 decades now, but I came on board post 7/7 and I've been driving on its work, particularly its work on working with the Muslim community and Muslim mothers. I'm now the director at Jan Trust, and we started to research about the online world. And this was years ago, this was back in 2006-07. And why? Because when 7/7 happened, I personally started to research what is out there on the internet, what may have influenced these 4 people. And I came across videos myself, I came across hate videos. And so when I came on board Jan Trust, we started to research more about the online world. And in fact, we launched a report in 2013, Internet Extremism, The Way Forward. And within that, we highlight how the internet is playing a big part in radicalizing individuals, both for Islamic extremism and far-right extremism. And we talk about the best ways forward. And within that, we consulted with Muslim mothers and we ran a consultation with 350 Muslim mothers. And the results were shocking in that 93% of them lacked basic IT skills. Basic IT skills meaning not being able to turn on a computer, not knowing what a mouse is, or not even being able to use a mouse. 92% did not know what radicalization was or online radicalization was. And a majority of them stating that actually they had heard or seen their children access material on the internet, Islamic material, but didn't know themselves what it was. And it was from that that we developed our unique Web Guardians program, equipping specifically Muslim mothers with the ability to go online, exposing them to the issue of online radicalization, and providing them with the counter-narrative so that they can channel their children's grievances in a positive way as opposed to a destructive, negative way. We've delivered our program in some parts of the UK where it's worked. It's been very successful. It's worked very well. We've had mothers come back to us and say, I've managed to stop my child joining a bad group. I've diffused that tension within my child about that issue of an international event. So, for example, about Syria, I've diffused that tension that they have. We now have a closer relationship. And what the Web Guardians program also does, it's left that legacy as well. Not only has it enabled the key anchor within the home to tackle the issue of radicalization and online radicalization and enable the mother to nurture her child, it's left that legacy where it's left these marginalized grassroots mothers. It's taken them to the point of now being integrated. So they are engaging with their children, they're tackling online radicalization, they're channeling their potential child's grievances in a positive way. But the mother is also integrated into society where she's left with this lifelong skill of being able to use the computer and internet.